Lives will be lost if additional funding is not provided to organisations that help survivors of family violence. That warning's from the groups providing that emergency assistance. They were given extra money during the pandemic to deal with an increase in calls, and they say that demand hasn't gone away. How to reduce violence will be discussed at a meeting of national and state ministers today. Political reporter Stephanie Boris.
Nearly 9,000 people received help from the Domestic Violence Action Centre in Queensland last year. Amy Carrington is the chief executive.
We've been seeing an increase here at the Domestic Violence Action Centre of 19% of the number of people that we've been supporting over a three-year period. And that increase, I believe, will continue.
A national plan to reduce violence against women and children has been in place for over a decade. More than $3 billion has been spent at a state and federal level. But despite that, a federal parliamentary committee looking into the issue found all levels of government have much more work to do.
Domestic, family and sexual violence is a public health issue, and that it's a health issue that's not going away.
The new Federal Minister for Women's Safety, Anne Rustin, will meet with her state and territory counterparts today. They're set to discuss what the new national plan should include, which is due to start next year.
We have never seen demand so high. It's at unprecedented levels.
Hayley Foster is the Chief Executive of Women's Safety New South Wales.
We want a more comprehensive and robust and ambitious national plan to reduce violence against women and their children from 2022. But we cannot turn our backs on women and children seeking safety and support right now and over the next 12 months.
And that needs money. The federal government provided an extra $150 million to the sector during the COVID-19 pandemic. The cash runs out in June, and Hayley Foster says more is needed because if it doesn't...
We will be turning victims of domestic and family and sexual violence away, and you know the harm could be unimaginable. We will lose lives.
Hundreds of specialist women's safety services not only want the federal government to commit more funds, but for the states to chip in too. In Western Australia, the Minister for the Prevention of Family and Domestic Violence, Simone McGuirk, argues the cash has got to come from the federal government.
We need those funds to continue. There's a lot of evidence that the problem hasn't gone away, that there's still a lot of pressure in the system. So I'm almost certain that I won't be alone in asking the federal government to commit to more funds.
Victoria's Minister for Women, Gabrielle Williams, wants a significant boost in financial support for legal services.
The issue of family violence has been an issue in our community for a very long time. I think it's fair to say the federal government could do a lot more than they have so far.
While the federal government is using today's meeting to discuss the next national plan to reduce violence, Hayley Foster says financial support needs to be top of the agenda.
We are pleased that ministers are coming out and saying that this is a problem, this is a priority. But at the end of the day, if we don't have actions to match those words, Australians will not be satisfied.
Hayley Foster from Women's Safety New South Wales, ending Stephanie Boris's report.